Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Welcome to Spectrum. This week, it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you have your taste buds ready. This is Steve Warren, and my special guests are Ken and Tuan Nguyen, and they have the Saucy Sauce Company. Welcome to China America Radio.
Thank you.
It's really great. You're a brother and sister combination, and you're still friends after all these years, because I have a sister. I have a sister. Should I keep her at arm's length?
I try to do that, but...
It's a fun time.
But headquarters for you guys these days is in Brooklyn, right?
That's right.
Have you been in Brooklyn long?
Between the two of us, both.
Recently?
Yeah.
Recently. The Saucy Sauce Company is based out of Borum Hill. But
okay.
We've been living there for a while. I mean, we've been a part of the food scene for a little bit, and we really enjoy it.
We're going to talk about Saucy Sauce and your variety of sauces. But let's go a little bit back in time. Tell me about your childhood, your cultural influences. Just take turns. Give us a paragraph or two, the Cliff's Notes version of your early life and maybe some of the influences. Just a little bit of background.
Sure. So Ken and I actually came from a family of seven kids, big family. My parents came from southern China, and World War I, World War II came along, disrupted a lot of our lives, and their parents sent them to Vietnam to get education and better opportunities at the time, and they ended up living there and, you know, rearing a family and being fairly comfortable and successful there. And then from there, that's actually where we got most of our cultural influences for Vietnamese food. And Ken and I both enjoy Vietnamese food very much, probably more so, I would say, than even Chinese food for the most part.
And what do you remember most about growing up in your early years?
he came I'd along say, a lot later.
I came along a little later. Honestly, sauce was a big part of what my mom, at least, was, giving us on a daily. I mean, it was just something that it was pervasive. It went with everything we ate, and so that's really kind of the foundation of why we thought this would be an amazing idea. Because it's like like we were just talking about this the other day. It's like the ketchup in Southeast Asia. It's on everybody's plates. It's on everybody's platters on a daily basis, and there's so many variations of it, and it's just so tasty.
Yeah. I don't know. How old were you when you were in Vietnam?
Well, here's the funny part. I actually didn't grow up in Vietnam.
Okay.
Yeah.
At all.
In the United States or in other places? But what's your map?
So what happened was I think I was probably an accident, to be honest.
Do you want me to tell the story? Because I probably know more.
Okay, sis, you can spill the beans here.
My parents had three boys, then they had three girls, and they were like, "We're done." And then around the time when we were just leaving Vietnam, I think the typical story of having to get out and pay a buttload of money and all this stuff, Ken came along on the ride. So when we left Vietnam, I was about three, and I do have vivid memories of leaving. He was still incubating.
I see. You took the comfortable route.
Yes, he did.
And your family then went?
We went to Hong Kong, stayed with we had family there, so we stayed with my uncle and aunt for a number of years, and then we came to the U.S. To Connecticut. And so effectively we did grow up with a lot of American influences. I mean, we both were educated here primarily, but we've found our way back to Asia multiple times over the years, and that's very much still a cultural identity for us, as you can probably tell.
Let's talk a little bit about the sauces. So when were you first aware? You acknowledge that you use your mom's, scammed some of her recipes and ideas over the years. What was your first recognition of the tastiness of the food? Obviously, since you didn't really grow up right in that environment, when did you, kept fixing her native foods, even though you were far away from home, right?
Right. I mean, when we first came to Connecticut, and we were, she was working a lot, my dad was working a lot, they had to feed, seven boisterous kids and keep us happy. We all have different taste buds, but this, her sauces were amazing, and it made every meal really delicious and healthy, and just we loved it. So a couple of years ago, Ken and I decided to have a dinner party in Brooklyn just to celebrate moving there, and all of our friends were like, "This stuff is really great. What is it? Can you give us some so we can take home?" And I think after that, we decided to enter a contest. You want to take it from there?
You got it pretty much right. I mean, basically, we entered the next Great Small Brand contest, and basically, there were, I think, seven or eight vendors or local food producers in the competition. We had never done anything even remotely like that before. Relatively new compared to the other, you know, guys out there. There was a cookie dough company. There was a fantastic Mexican frozen pop company. So the stuff that was going on was just amazing. And we were in this midst of this great kind of food renaissance and entering a competition that we had no idea what was what we even come from it. So we came in pretty, you know, I think like semifinals, right? We came
in,
we did pretty well. And it was just very surprising, the process, though. It just really kind of solidified for us just, well, you know, Vietnamese sauce can really be something everyone can enjoy. So, you know,
I've lived in Texas for a couple of years over my career, and I've lived in other parts of the country, and I know that coming up with a key idea for a food, whether it's a chili sauce or whether it's some kind of a rub for meat or whether it's some special thing, barbecue sauce, whatever, can be a labor of love. And I automatically close my eyes and think of a kitchen full of bottles and jars and big pots and vats and splashes of all kinds of colors on the wall behind the stove. What was your startup? Obviously, making a batch of sauces at home is a little bit different than starting a sauce company. I mean, when did you start increasing the batch from just company that came for dinner to outsourcing it to people on a commercial level?
Well, Steve, we're actually, all of our sauces are still made in small batches. We use local ingredients, we use all natural, and when we can, organic ingredients. So it's still very much a labor of love for us right now. We believe that's how we can keep the quality high and the product really good for our fans. I mean, we have broad-based, interesting fans that are pretty die-hard, I would say. So we want to keep up the, you know, so for now, I think we're going to keep it small batch, and that's really part of the local Brooklyn food movement, too.
It is. I just was thinking that Brooklyn has a number of small batch gin companies. They make little, you know, other small things. It's very boutique, and now with getting the NBA team there next year, there's going to be a little more focus on the community, and not that Brooklyn's ever been shy, but this is certainly a chance to shine.
Yep, but I will tell you that it is not uncommon for us both and other people in our company to be squeezing lemons, slicing gingers, simmering like on a Saturday or a Sunday to fill orders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's making.
You've done some demonstrations, some cooking demonstrations, some of the stores and things?
Absolutely. That's really the funnest part of the job, really, at the end of the day. Like, we're just out there. We're at the Hess Street Fair. We're at Smorgasburg through the Market Share Outposts. You know, lately we've been at the Brooklyn Night Market.
Right. And you've done exhibits at Williams-Sonoma stores. I know the Hester Street Fair is always a big deal during the summer months.
Definitely.
And now, of course, Christmas. I'm sure you have people that have ordered their Christmas box for people to put the spicy, saucy sauce under their tree for the Christmas holidays.
We do gift baskets. But like, I just wanted to say, I mean, that was the best part. That's been the best part of the whole, you know, experience so far. You know, we basically just kind of decided to run with this idea, this company, and it's just been so wonderful meeting all the great people at these food events and talking about our heritage and, you know, our cultural influence and how we kind of you know, came up with the different sauces. Because frankly, the sauces you don't find anywhere else. Vietnamese sauce is something that every family has a special recipe for. We took our mom's recipe, and then we added three or four different kind of variations that I think you won't ever find anywhere else. So there's a spicy garlic, there's a fresh lemon, there's a sweet ginger, and a spicy garlic extreme.
Yeah, that's a new one, isn't it? The spicy garlic extreme?
Yeah, that came out of, I guess, a couple fans kind of suggested that to us.
Well, I think people who like sauces generally like to get more than less. They tend to go more toward make it stronger, make it bolder, make it wilder and crazier. I know that's the way it is in the hot sauce world.
Yeah.
I guess the spicy sauce world is the same way.
Absolutely. I think
it's been impressive how people have like handled the extreme. The extreme actually goes very quickly because it's like everyone loves spicy stuff.
One of the benchmarks of Vietnamese food certainly is the freshness. In many cases, food is picked the same day that it's served. You know, in Vietnamese or even Vietnamese families living in other places. I would think that your sauce would be a magnificent combination with fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, fresh, just about fresh anything. It would seem to be so good. And I know that Vietnamese food was influenced by the French. to some degree, brought in things like potatoes and cauliflowers and onions, which weren't necessarily native to the area. So you can sort of apply these Vietnamese sauces across multiple cuisines, not just spring rolls and the usual Vietnamese fare, right?
Absolutely. In fact, on our website, getsaucynow.com, with an E for sauce, we actually have a lot of recipe ideas. But to your point, Steve, we've had people write in and say they've put it on French fries. They've put our sauces on, falafels, hamburgers.
Yep.
Actually, somebody recently made a Hanoi martini with the spicy garlic, a very adult indulgence, but it went over really well at their party. So there's a lot of uses for it. And I think, to your point, the French influence on the sauce is certainly just, it's elegant, it's accessible, it's exciting, it's bold. But it's high-end and it's all natural, which is really great.
Well, let's go through one more time, one by one, the names of each of the sauces and a little bit of a description of what it would be best with, in your estimation.
Yeah, so we have right now four flavors. Like I said, the spicy garlic, sort of our, I guess people really, really enjoy.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's probably the best-selling sauce that we have right now. It's great for marinade. It's great for putting on sort of a salad. It's actually something like Tom was saying, like a lot of people actually have said that you use it on French fries, burgers, takeout, anything.
Sushi. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a sweet ginger.
Sweet ginger.
Sweet ginger, which is really good as a put on fish, baked fish, beef. I mean, it's really a nice, sort of sweet, lighter kind of sauce. And then, we got a fresh lemon.
Yeah, the fresh lemon is really nice as a salad dressing. It's just very light. It's a good alternative. Moms write in and they say, oh, instead of the creamy ranch that I put on my salad dressing for the kids, we put this. And it's also a nice dipping sauce for vegetable sticks. It's a good, healthy snack. And actually, one fan wrote and said, that's been my diet, cucumber sticks and your fresh lemon sauce.
Okay.
And then finally, we have the spicy garlic extreme.
How do you make it extreme? I mean, do you use whips or something?
Doubled the number of chilies.
We add more varieties.
Oh, we did,
well.
We added, so typically in most Vietnamese families, what they'll do is they'll actually put Asian chilies into the sauce, right? For the extreme, we actually double the number of Asian chilies and add habaneros.
So okay.
And others.
It's going to really, I'm surprised at the number of people that really love it, but because it's, it's pretty, it's going to give you a kick in the pants. But, the reception's been great for it.
And the website address is getsaucynow.com. That's getsaucynow.com. Getsaucynow.com. We're going to put a link to it on our website anyway, so no matter how you spell it, it will get there. But
tricky.
Get Saucy Now. We're going to be looking forward to you folks coming around to some of the street fairs and restaurants and some other events during the new year.
I do want to just mention that the Saucy Sauce Company will also be at the Guilt Group. It's opening up in Brooklyn. It's a shared kitchen concept and shared store concept for food startups like ours.
And what's the name of it again, please?
It's the Gourmet Guild.
Gourmet Guild.
Yes,
okay.
Gourmet Guild.
And where else may we find you and your sauces?
NewYorkMouth.com. So
NewYorkMouth.com.
Yeah, but the overall company is called Mouth Foods, which is a fantastic idea. Basically, it's a online marketplace for local artisans.
Mm-hmm.
And New York Mouth in particular has an amazing selection of just locally made baked goods. There's some kombucha, and then of course the Saucy Sauce Company.
Well, if people forget about how to find it, just Saucy Sauce. You can Google that or Bing that, and it'll just come right up. Just Saucy Sauce, SAUCEY SAUCE, and it'll come up dozens of places around the place.
And of course, on our website at getsaucynow.com.
I guess you do a good deal of your business online, correct?
We do, and we ship nationally. So.
And you have a subscription so people can sort of automatically refill without even to think about it?
Yeah, we've got a Saucy Fan Club. It's really actually Tuan's idea, but actually it's kind of con a little bit because, I think some of the people that have ordered sauce on a weekly basis have been like, well, it's much easier just kind of sign up for this thing and have it delivered.
I'll kind of tell the genesis of the idea because I think it's an interesting model, but the idea was basically that we're a startup, right? We wanted to control inventory and costs and stuff like that. So we said, this is a great way to engage with the fans, but also be able to help us predict how much demand there will be. So it's actually the Saucehead VIP Club that Ken is referring to, where you can sign up for a subscription and you'll get an automatic shipment of sauce every month. And You know, sometimes you get engaged with new products or new flavors that we're creating, as well as get some cool things like T-shirts. And
yeah, you have T-shirts, and yeah, people can sign up for your newsletter and find out where you're going to be and when and all of that. So
that's right.
It's like a full-fledged enterprise.
It's really fun.
Yeah. Hey, listen, guys, thank you very much. I want to thank to Ken and Tuan Quinn, who are here from the Saucy Sauce Company. Thanks for stopping by. Good luck with the Saucy Sauce Company, and congratulations on the startup of your business, and hope you have a great new year.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Steve.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.